Brendan Hefner is the chief of the City of Bloomington Police Department. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
You were recently announced as a nominee to become a U.S. Marshal for the Central District of Illinois. That requires Senate confirmation. What is your timeline for going through that process?
It's not my timeline at all. It is their timeline. And, you know, the judiciary committees meet periodically through the month, and they have names that they review during these committee meetings, and it's just, if your name is on the agenda and it comes up and they review it, and it goes from there. But as far as them giving a person, okay, this is when your name is going, they don't do that. And I don't worry about it because I have a lot to do right now.
What will you have to do to prepare for Senate testimony?
Nothing, as far as I'm concerned. I have nothing to prepare for, but as I understand it, they very seldom call marshal nominees in for that due to the fact that they have so much information there already within the packets of information that they receive. If they have questions, they could call a person to ask them that.
If you are confirmed, what would it mean to you? You started out as at the normal police department and moved on to a long career in the state police department, and now you've been chief in Bloomington for a number of years. What does this next step mean and bring?
Well, let's be clear. It could be a possibility. I've not been confirmed for anything or appointed, but any time that your country, I look at it as your country, would seek your services, it's a great honor, and was something to definitely take under serious consideration. But I think it would be an honor to serve your country in such a capacity. So I'll just have to wait and see.
How does the work of a U.S. Marshal differ from the work of a police chief?
Well, at the U.S. Marshal, you're responsible for the safety and security of the judges, attorneys, and citizens at the four federal courthouses in Illinois. So you have Quad Cities, you have Peoria, you have Springfield and Urbana. So you have that aspect. You are responsible for those in federal custody. You are responsible for the federal fugitive task forces. You're also responsible for asset forfeiture, things that are seized of this nature. So I would say those are the major differences. I mean, we have asset forfeiture things that we deal with at the Bloomington Police Department. We have a person assigned to the fugitive task force. It aids us a lot because it helps us not have to expend as many resources when we are actually trying to apprehend a person, a fugitive. We don't have to do that. The courthouse aspect is obviously something that would be different. And, the transportation and the housing of people awaiting federal court would be something different.
You're being modest about not counting this possibility as more than a possibility until confirmation happens. However, you're a Trump administration nominee, and you have both Democratic U.S. senators from the state of Illinois supporting the nomination. It doesn't seem like it ought to provoke too much eyebrow raising by anybody in the confirmation process.
Well, I take nothing for granted. It's a process for a reason, and I'm just a part of the process now, but really, as right now, Bloomington PD is focus number one for me.
Is there a set term to it, or?
It can depend on how, the president, but I mean, you could still keep your appointment, mm-hmm. But you come under certain presidents, as I understand it.
So it could be a couple years, could be longer.
Yes, I've known people. I think there's a U.S. Marshal in Arizona. He's been there 17 years.
Okay.
I've known some 6 or 8 years, so.
Is it do you have to go through confirmation under a new president again, or is it you have it until you
I really don't know.
Okay.
I would think not after all this. I would think not, but I actually do not know.
Yeah. How robust was the paperwork for the confirmation process, or for the nomination process, rather?
Oh, very robust. Very, I wouldn't call it invasive, but when you have to remember everything that you've done since the age of 18, and you come from a military family that moved a lot, a lot of information to try to dig up again in order to provide. There can be no lapses in your life. They go over everything with a fine-tooth comb, as they should. So, yes, I think one background, because there are a couple things. It was like 52 pages, I believe.
Oy.
Yep.
Why did you want the job?
I was approached about interest in the job, and it was an honor just to be asked about it and encouraged. And I've told the department, I wanted to be very clear, I was not job hunting. And but this is an opportunity that does not come around a lot in one's lifetime. And you never know. You don't want to look back on things and wonder, you know, what could have been or whatever. And you know what? If it were to stop now, just making it to be nominated by the White House, I think, is a great honor. And so I felt that with my background and experience, I might be able to bring some things to the table that would fit well with the position. But I was not job hunting in any way, shape, or form. It was just the possibility of an opportunity that was presented to me. And it's kind of interesting because you asked about the process and the volume of things that are required of you. I think back and wonder now if I would have done all that if I'd have known what was ahead of me. But once you get in something, you know, you're in it.
Brendan Hefner is the chief of the City of Bloomington Police Department. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.